This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
So our old friend, Adam Schiff, is on top of weighing in about Steve Garvey, who's running as a Republican for the Senate seat in California, but he's also weighing in on this Robert Hur report, special counsel, about Joe Biden. And he's saying, it's all political. He's a hack. Quote unquote. Oh man, I'm telling you this, folks. You know, if this was a special counsel report about, oh, I don't know, can we think of somebody? How about Donald Trump? How about Donald Trump? Yeah. And you had a special counsel that said Trump repeatedly couldn't remember what day it was, or he couldn't remember, you know, when he did a real estate deal. He couldn't remember being president. He couldn't remember thus and such. We think he's a kindly old fellow who just would come off to a jury as being somebody who's just kind of a kindly old fellow who is having problems. And so we're probably not going to do anything about him. Can you imagine? Adam Schiff would be out there saying, look, it's in the special counsel's report. The special counsel is saying it. Now it finally, it's in writing. It's right there. It's in black and white. And all we got to do is just look at it and bask in it. All we got to do is we just have to just accept it for what it is. And the ladies on The View would just be over the moon, overjoyed about stuff like that. But this is about Joe Biden. And it's saying the kinds of things that we're witnessing every day, it seems. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It's a great pleasure to be with you here on this Monday morning edition. We're back live. Glad to be with you, as I said, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning, 949-822-7959. You can head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, you want to check out the podcast, you want to check out the social media links, we got it there for Facebook, of course, also for X, otherwise known as Twitter. It just still doesn't roll off the tongue, does it? X. It's... I don't like, and it has to be, that's exact note as well, X, it's what you can call it, I guess, or at least what we'll call it. But at any rate, folks, again, welcome back to the show. And again, chock full of stuff to talk about this morning. The idea that Joe Biden, in this report, is being described as he's being described should be shocking, should be chilling, should be nightmarish, should be all those things, because, again, we're observing these things. Karine Jean-Pierre obviously has to observe these things, but Karine Jean-Pierre at the White House press briefing room also has to spin. And we've got some great audio quotes this hour, folks, of the spin that is going on. The spin, the just trying to deflect, trying to do anything other than what every single normal person out there can observe, and that is Joe Biden has a lot of issues. And I think it's important to say as well, you know, we don't take any pleasure. There's no joy in this. I think that people really, and this report really is a turning point. It really is a turning point in the sense that the people will now start to see this, view this in a very, very different way. Last hour, we told you about the 86% who think that he's too old to be the president. And some of them, another large percentage of people think Donald Trump's too old to be president. So that in and of itself now seems to be a major issue going forward. I appreciate Tony in Tampa, by the way, who calls the program from time to time. And he's been talking about this, that Trump is old and similar to Biden and similar in age. And so now I do think that because of what's happened with this report about Joe Biden, that it will exacerbate those criticisms about Donald Trump. But that would be from an age factor, ultimately. But if you put Joe Biden next to Donald Trump, which they'll never do, by the way, they will never debate, because Joe Biden just couldn't handle it at that point, obviously. But people do see a marked difference in how Donald Trump comports himself to how Joe Biden comports himself. Let's listen to Karine Jean-Pierre trying very desperately not to get really angry, I think, at Peter Ducey. Let's listen in.
Thank you, Karine. If the special counsel says President Biden's got significant limitations on his memory, then who is helping him run the country?
The President of the United States runs the country. The Commander-in-Chief runs the country.
How can he be trusted with the nuclear codes if... I get that you're saying that nobody in the building would say that he's got an issue with his memory. But just a little part of what we get to see, he's made mistake after mistake after mistake after mistake on camera this week.
So I'm going to be very clear here. The reality is that report, that part of the report, does not live in reality. It just doesn't.
So the special counsel
Stop right there.
That's a great question. So the special counsel is lying about the President of the United States. Of course, she's not going to answer that directly, but that's a great, great question to fire back at her. Now let's continue.
It was gratuitous. You heard from Ian Sams, my colleague. It is unacceptable, and it does not live in reality.
Okay,
that is just
stop right
the
there.
Facts.
That's just the facts. It's gratuitous. It doesn't live in reality. It's unacceptable. There we go. That's unacceptable, everybody. Did you realize that? Did you realize that it's unacceptable to do that? it does get a little stranger every single day, doesn't it? All right, we're going to come back with more, everybody. We're heading into hour two, of course, of the show this morning. Stay right there because there's a lot more coming your way. Bright and early here on this Monday morning edition. Kyle warned with you.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, we're racing through and rocketing through this Monday edition of the program. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And first-time callers, always welcome here on the show. And if you have something you'd like to say or comment on, with all this going on with Joe Biden and everything else in the world. So we just opened it up, everything else in the world. Of course, the Super Bowl was exciting. It was, I'm looking forward to talking with Patrick Hyland in hour number four this morning. And that's going to be coming up around a quarter to the hour in the 5 o'clock Eastern time hour, about the quarter to the hour. And we'll be talking with Patrick Hyland, get some of his feedback on what he thought about the game and so forth. And but again, I was just glad that it was an exciting game. I didn't really have a team in it per se. So that's why I was just hoping to see a great contest. And it was back and forth, and that makes me just really see how great these two teams really were. And so whereas it started to me, I felt like maybe Kansas City seemed to be having some real problems, obviously, in the first half. But that was not to be in the second half, of course. And what an exciting finish. And going into overtime, I mean, come on. I mean, that's, you know, by the way, I heard earlier today the average price of a Super Bowl ticket was like $6,600, you know, in that zone. And it's gone up considerably, I think, since last time. So just, you know, when you think about that number, I mean, that's to be there in the stadium, that would, you know, hopefully it would be a competitive game. Hopefully it would be a game with lots of spectacular plays and all kinds of stuff happening.
But certainly it was fun to watch. And, you know, it's a huge day. And also, I saw a report earlier, too, that people around the world are really getting into the Super Bowl, for example, different countries, and perhaps like never before. So, but at any rate, that's the closeout to the football season. And, of course, listeners to the program know that I'm looking forward to baseball season coming up. Shohei Ohtani was playing for the Angels for several years. We'd go out to Angel Stadium, and we'd watch our Angels play. Shohei always did great. It was wonderful to watch him make these amazing home runs. And what I liked, too, was when Ohtani would, or certainly Mike Trout, a lot of times when you just hear the crack of the bat on the ball, a lot of times you know, okay, that one's gone. That one's gone. And it's always really gratifying, you know, to see something like that happen. And but at any rate, we're going to start seeing baseball here sooner than later, hopefully. And we'll be out at Angel Stadium from time to time. All right, so let's see here, folks. Last we left our heroes, we were talking with Karine Jean-Pierre in the press briefing room. Peter Ducey asking about this report. And great question to her, though, too. You know, interspersed, well, she was saying, look, this is unacceptable, is all this stuff. And he's telling her, so you're telling us the special counsel lied? So let's pick up and listen just a little bit further.
Sam's my colleague. It is unacceptable, and it does not live in reality. That is just the facts. And look, it is a closed case. That is what the special counsel said. And what matters is here is that the president in the last 3 years has delivered on the economy.
And here we go. Here we go. Okay, stop right there. Stop it right there, because here we go. It's not the memory thing. No pun intended. We got to forget about the memory thing. It's basically what she's saying. She's like, forget the memory thing. And let's move on to the last 3 years. President Biden has delivered. He's really delivered. In fact, let's head over now to hear from a Biden campaign co-chair. He was being interviewed on Meet the Press. And this is Mitch Landrieu speaking on Meet the Press. And he's kind of half mad, I think, about this whole thing, too. But now we just have to now focus on what Joe Biden, what he remembers. Now, let's hear what Mitch Landrieu says. And again, he's Biden campaign national co-chair. What does Biden remember? Let's listen in.
I think the choice is clear. You know what Joe Biden remembers? He remembers how to build 46,000 infrastructure projects. He remembers how to build one of the strongest economies in the world. He remembers how to make sure that the unemployment rate stays as low as it has for 50 years and to create 800,000 jobs. And that is why, let me just finish, that is why the president says, watch me.
Watch me.
And the president has demonstrated an incredible amount of accomplishment in a few short years that outpaced anything that Donald Trump has ever done, including creating 15 million jobs.
People are watching him, and again, 76% of them have those concerns, and so do some of his donors. This is what the Washington Post is saying. Quote, top Biden donors were fielding calls and text messages from anxious Democrats, asking if other Democrats still had time to jump into the presidential race. When is Gavin getting in? Or how about Whitmer or Shapiro buzzed around Democratic circles over the last 24 hours? How do you respond to Democrats who say they want to see a change at the top of the ticket?
I'm in the process of doing it right now and demonstrating that the president's accomplishments have really been second to none. And Joe Biden's going to get up every day. The one thing Joe Biden is never going to do is count on this. He is never, ever going to quit.
Never going to quit.
Because that's not what he's done his entire life, notwithstanding the fact that, by the way, he lost another child early in his life, and he got up and he went to work. And then
Okay, stop right there. Stop right there. Okay, this... Mitch Landrieu It's obviously trying to talk really fast, and he's using words like accomplishment and stuff like that. I mean, folks, this is a demonstration that they are absolutely knocked back onto their heels about this. This is troubling to them in the extreme, okay? And it's really something to hear this go on and on. And then, and you know, what a sad thing to ever to lose the child. But the way that he's bringing it up is, again, somehow this is all made. By the way, who's not living in reality? This guy, right? This guy's not living in reality because he keeps trying to deflect everything and trying to make it sound better than it is, and kind of just glossing over. You know, I'll tell you what the president remembers. He remembers how to get jobs, and he remembers blah, 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 blah. Really? Why, you know, and I appreciate what the interviewer is doing here, Kristen Welker, by the way. I appreciate even how she was trying to get a word in edgewise there. But what a great response would be, well, let's ask him. Let's just ask him about this. Let's get the president, just get him on the horn, and let's ask him about the jobs. Let's ask him about the this, about the that. And, that sounds a little too much like a Super Bowl interview, doesn't it? That just smacks too much of a Super Bowl interview. Let's continue with this.
Then he got up and he went to work, and he's going to keep doing that as we move the country forward.
Very quickly, was it a mistake for him not to do the Super Bowl interview, to miss talking to as many as 60 million people?
No, I don't think so. I think people really want to watch the Super Bowl tonight and think about football. They don't want to hear from a politician.
Okay. All right. Now we've heard it all. Folks, the Super Bowl interview for a president, I think, is really, really key, because you get to talk to a lot of people, assuming they haven't changed over to the Puppy Bowl or something like that at that moment, or they haven't gone to do something else before the game comes back on. But it gives you a chance to speak to voters of the different parties, right, of the two main parties and independents and so forth. Now, as a president, that's hopeful, but a candidate, and that is a president who's also a candidate in an election cycle, that is gold. That is absolute gold. And to give that up is, you know, just completely bizarre under normal circumstances. But these aren't normal circumstances, are they? And they never will be. And as we move through 2024, here we are, folks. It is now. As of today, right, it is now February the 12th, 2024. As we continue to move through 2024 in this election cycle, it's only going to get more strange, because candidates for president don't miss that opportunity to talk to some 60 million people, is the, I think, a conservative estimate there. What they do is they say, anybody who will listen, especially if your opinion ratings are so far down. And there was a little telling silence there from Mr. Landrieu. We're not trying to beat up on him, but he was in the unenviable position of having to go out and try to make this thing fly. Oh, boy. Stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. We have so much more to talk about. Stay right there.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The big game in Vegas on tap tonight. The Super Bowl kicks off on CBS at 6 p.m. Eastern between the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. Tons of non-football fans will also be watching to see this year's cool commercials. Now, last-minute tickets still running in the thousands. Here's USA's John Schaefer in Las Vegas.
According to StubHub, it's shaping up to be the priciest Super Bowl to date, with tickets for the game at Allegiant Stadium commanding an average price of $8,600.
Turning now to national weather, as folks head back to work on Monday morning, lots of rain expected in the south from the Florida Panhandle up into the Carolinas. Then, old man winter returns to the northeast Monday night into Tuesday, where we could see a snowstorm. Winter storm watches have already been issued from Pennsylvania to New England. Some of the areas could see 6 inches of snow. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we are continuing through this wonderful Monday morning. We hope that you have some great plans today. You've got a great week ahead of you. Hope you had a great weekend as well. Rested and ready and raring to go, because that's exactly what we are here on the program this morning. Rested, ready, and raring to go, of course. And also having some fun while we're at it. And I hope that, again, you've got some great plans for this Monday as we head into this great week of broadcasting. Well, earlier we did get a direct message from KyleWarrenShow.com. We got Mr. Bill. We got William in Denver. He's writing in. He says, I was in shock or shocked to learn that Israel has no Second Amendment. Yes, you're right about that. They don't have an equivalent, basically, of what our Second Amendment states. He says, a few firearms are stored in an armory down the road and somebody else has the key and they have to find the guy with the key to open the door. Sounds like they live in a democracy. And again, from William in Denver. Well, you know, they have a different system, obviously. They don't, as I said, they don't have an equivalent of the Second Amendment. They do have very strictly regulated gun laws, though. A very small percentage of the population, comparatively to America, actually possesses firearms. But what they try to do, they try to make sure that criminals can't acquire guns. But Israel also has a different set of circumstances as well, and that's why they have that compulsory military service and so forth. So when they were attacked, most of the population, in some way, shape, or form, is
is ready to respond or will be able to conduct themselves to respond, hopefully in a very, very efficient manner. But, yes, it is a very different thing. But the idea of what I was getting at, of course, with pure democracy as thought of, you know, like, you know, in the ancient times or, you know, as these concepts evolved, in our political philosophy, right? And that is, again, if you can simply vote away somebody's right to something, well, that means it's always fluid. It's never etched in stone. And the Constitution is as close as we get to something like that. And that's why, you know, a lot of times, so many cases that achieve national attention, national recognition, they become sort of bellwethers for what does the Constitution say. In fact, this whole thing with Donald Trump and the Colorado State Supreme Court, they are trying to point to the Constitution to say, the Constitution has the 14th Amendment, Section 3, which we believe applies to this. So therefore, we're making our ruling accordingly, and there you go. So now, of course, that can be challenged. It's certainly challenged in the United States Supreme Court. The United States Supreme Court has to then interpret that. Likewise, I think this finding, this decision in Hawaii, regarding the spirit of aloha vis-a-vis the Second Amendment, that will also make its way to the Supreme Court at some point, one might think, and the Supreme Court will have to issue some other kind of ruling on it. But the idea that our rights they're so central to our existence as a country, other countries that are, quote, democracies, have a similar way of electing their leaders. In Israel's parliamentary system, that's a little different, obviously, than ours. And a lot of times, too, this is why public opinion polls about a president are informative, but they can't cause a new election, for example. You can't get a vote of no confidence for an American president. American president is elected for a term. And that's it. The president can run for another election if they want to, if they're not term limited after a second term, obviously, or they don't have to. It's just, but they are the president from then and from that time they're inaugurated till the end of their term. So it's a little different, and we have different countries that practice the democratic process, but they are not exactly like our republic. There's that. That's for sure. And then here, we're also seeing this, by the way. I just wanted to make sure we get this in. This from Newsmax. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was hospitalized on Sunday following symptoms pointing to an emergent bladder issue. The Pentagon said in a statement, the Pentagon said Austin was transported by a security detail to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center around 2:20 p.m. Approximately 4:55 p.m. today, Secretary Austin transferred the functions of his duties to the Office of Secretary of Defense to Deputy Secretary of Defense Kathleen Hicks, the Pentagon said. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs was also notified, as was the White House this time, and some members of Congress. Ryder and Austin traveled to the hospital with unclassified and classified communication systems needed to perform his job. He was scheduled to depart on Tuesdays for Brussels to hold a meeting with the Ukraine contact group, which he established in 2022 to coordinate military support for Kyiv after Russia's invasion. After that, he was going to attend a regular meeting of NATO defense ministers. It's not clear if his hospitalization was going to change those plans. I saw an alert earlier, too, that said he had been transferred to critical care, I believe. So our thoughts and prayers, obviously, and our best wishes completely for Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who's obviously continuing to have some very significant medical issues, it looks like. So we do wish him the very best and hope for a full recovery. That is absolutely our wish for him. All right, so getting back to some of the things we were talking about earlier, again, you got Adam Schiff saying the special counsel report was he's a hack. The guy's a hack. And this kind of stuff. it's so rich, isn't it? It's just so rich, you know. Because again, if this was Donald Trump, everybody, and this came out in the special counsel report, they would absolutely be saying we need to get a cognitive test right away, especially if Donald Trump was the sitting president at the time. They'd say, oh, my gosh, who's running the country? Right? What's happening? What if he forgets? And if his press secretary stood up and said, well, nah, it's all right. This is just unacceptable. And it's not living in reality. I mean, this would cause, I'm going a little far here, I know, but it would cause a constitutional crisis. Because we have heard about this idea of it's time to get the 25th Amendment in gear here. Now, I don't know that that's going to happen. I don't think it would anytime soon. I think you'd have to have a very egregious. I mean, I think what's happened up to this point is egregious. Don't get me wrong. But there will have to be some other event or some other thing that Joe Biden says or really goes out to lunch in a very, very big way. And I think what's happened already is this is alarming for the country. It's alarming for Republicans, Democrats, Independents. It's alarming for our friends across the country, across the world, rather. And it's also very, very telling to our foes. So I do think this is a really, really big deal. Okay, I really do. But I don't know that you're going to see the 25th Amendment be brought up yet. I'll just leave it at that. This also from Breitbart. Biden's legal team went to Justice Department over what they viewed as unnecessary digs at his memory. President Joe Biden's personal attorney said Sunday he went to both special counsel and the attorney general to register concerns over what he viewed to be pejorative and unnecessary digs at the president's memory. This is a report that went off the rails, Bob Bauer said on the CBS Face the Nation Sunday. It's a shabby work product. I'm laughing. I am. And I hope that you are a little bit, too. One of the things we love to do on this program, folks, in addition to all of the political talk, analysis, great music, by the way, and then also we just try to have a little bit of fun. And I think this absolutely warrants laughter at this. This report went off the rails. Bob Bauer said on CBS Face Nation Sunday, it's a shabby work product. See, you've been saying it again. It doesn't get better, does it? it's still just as funny. The special counsel was investigating whether the president mishandled classified documents, as we know, during his previous positions as vice president and senator, and found this week that no criminal charges were warranted. But building his argument why no charges were necessary, special counsel Robert Hur, spelled H-U-R, who was appointed by Attorney General Merrick Garland, detailed in part that Biden's defense of any potential charges could possibly be that Mr. Biden would likely present himself to a jury, as he did during our interview of him, as a sympathetic, well-meaning, elderly man with a poor memory. Well, is that off the rails? Is that off the rails? Is that a shabby work product? It sounds like this is the work product. This is why we're not going to do anything. And that is the key reason, evidently. That's not the work product. That's not shabby. That is the work product. Okay, stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Monday edition is rolling along, and we're having a great time. We are having fun, everybody, and it is great fun. And by the way, I didn't say it last hour, but I'll say it this hour and next hour and probably the hour after that. And that is that this is the best job in the world, everybody. And I have you to thank for that. It's not lost on me. And I really, really do appreciate all of your direct messages and all your good wishes and the fact that you're there. And we just appreciate you so very much. And we're glad to be here bright and early in the overnight hours across America. Well, it's time for another great song this morning before we take a look at some of the weather out there across the across the country, across the highways and byways of the land. This one is actually from Big and Rich, and it features Gretchen Wilson, and it's a pretty cool song. And I will say, though, that this song is for entertainment purposes only, because it's about getting a fake ID.
All over the town, on my cell phone, wearing it out, and I finally tracked you down. Hey, everybody says you're the man, the final piece to my master plan. You got my world in the palm of your hand. Well, I know that you got it. Come on and just sell it. Got the cash up in my pocket. You know I gotta get it. Hey, mister, won't you sell me a fake guy? 20 minutes till the show. Hey, mister, turn it over, let's go. No, I ain't gonna need a receipt. Just make sure that it looks like me, so the bouncer don't call the police.
Featuring Gretchen Wilson. And again, for entertainment purposes only, everybody, it's about fake ID. So, it's a pretty cool song, I got to tell you that much. We thought it would be pretty cool this morning here on this Monday edition. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Before we take a quick look at the weather, we got the phone line lighting up. We got Greg in Tampa. Who's calling us up this morning? Good morning, Greg. How are you this morning?
Hey, how you doing? I want to stay consistent and not be a hypocrite. What this guy did, this prosecutor, is what Comey did. Comey laid out a great case, and then he overstepped and said no prosecutor worth his salt, blah, 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 and it ended there. This prosecutor did the same thing, except the way it's being described is he's old and he doesn't have a memory. No. What the headline is he was found not guilty by reason of insanity. And that's the way it should be. It should be, the headlines should say that. This is a 25th Amendment thing. He was found not guilty by reason of insanity. Am I right?
Well, I think that they feel that he's diminished, that he's not able to stand trial, basically. And if that's the case, I think the cabinet would have a great time or great argument to make to say, well, can he be the president if he's not, if he wouldn't be able, if they don't think he would go to the courtroom and be able to do this, why? How can he be the president? I think that's a good question.
He's being deemed innocent by reason of insanity. If he can't stand trial, anybody who can't stand trial, they're guilty by reason of insanity.
Yeah, or maybe, not competent to stand trial. Exactly.
Right, they're not competent to stand trial, but either way, they're innocent because they can't stand trial. You know, they can't stand up at trial and defend themselves because they don't understand that's reason but of insanity. So that is, it's not old and he can't do it because this and that. He can't do it because he's insane. He has no memory. He can't remember being vice president. He can't remember anything else. And when the tape comes out, we're going to be all be able to see it. As he's lost and, you know, got the 1,000-yard stare and doesn't know what's going on. But
yeah,
right now I see it as something different than what's being read. I think this guy's being nice and saying, yes, he is guilty of all of these things. He laid out a great case, just like Comey did. He laid out a great case, but at the end he tried to be nice. But when you get down to it, he's innocent by reason of insanity. He can't stand trial.
Well, I think,
for whatever
reason. Yeah, and I think the American people now kind of have a much different view, because before it might have been a political thing, but now people are looking at it as being a very real problem that he's exhibiting. But Greg, I appreciate the call very much. We're going to talk with Denise Simon here in a moment, but thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And have a great morning.
If you can ask her for me what she thinks, because I'm going to listen.
Okay.
If you could ask her to see what she thinks, because I'm curious. She's wonderful, and I'd be curious as to how she reads it, because that's how I read it.
She is
so
wonderful, yes.
Yeah. That would be a great question. I'd be curious as to what she says, because I know this prosecutor's just being nice. But yes, please ask her if you can. That would be great, Kyle. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Greg. Take care. We'll talk again soon.
All right, Greg in Tampa. Thanks. Take care. All right, Greg in Tampa, everybody. And, yes, of course, we're going to talk with Denise Simon. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. I think you might have heard the tail end of that just right there. Greg in Tampa just called in. He was talking about this. By the way, folks, Denise Simon's with us. FoundersCode.com. Want to make sure I say that. And the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Head over to FoundersCode.com. Check out Denise's articles and all the great materials that she has, of course. Want to make sure I say that. And because I want people to head over there, by the way. And I'll tell you one thing. Greg in Tampa was just saying that he thought that the prosecutor and the special counsel for Biden is kind of using some nice phraseology here, being nice, but really thinking that Biden's not competent, or, in his words, by reason of insanity, not being able to be on trial. But it's more of like a competency kind of thing and how he would present himself, don't you think?
The prosecutor actually, I think, was really quite disturbed with what he found.
Yeah.
And he had to put it in this report. But he also gave an off-ramp. I think he gave an off-ramp under pressure from the Department of Justice. Because, you know, the beginning of the report is pretty robust. It's pretty assertive. It's very assertive. But it gets a little squirrely and thin into the body of the report. So they were doing an off-ramp. But I will say this. He's really suggesting that no charges be brought. That doesn't mean charges shouldn't be brought, because Merrick Garland has the authority to charge Biden.
Right.
And so what is happening here is really not in the prosecutor's lap anymore. He submitted the report, and he's really saying, look, Garland, if you don't do anything, and these are the reasons why, if you don't do anything, you have made this legal. You have made these crimes legal.
That's really key. And Karine Jean-Pierre, if I'm not mistaken, is saying this is a closed report now. That, you know, that's why she didn't want to talk about it anymore. But what you're saying is incredibly important. But stay right there, Denise, because we're heading to the top of the hour. Greg in Tampa, we appreciate the call. And, yeah, I think there's a lot going on here. But thanks again for the call. And we're going to be right back, everybody, with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook right after the top of the hour news. Stay right there. Hour number two is now officially in the books.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.